Good morning. I feel a little out of practice. Your dad's been doing the children's sermon for a while, and now I'm substituting for him. So anyway, I wanted to look especially nice today, so I thought I would wear my very favorite baseball cap. And I know some of you already know what I'm going to be pulling out here. Doesn't that look terribly nice? No comments from Cub fans. Now, how long do you think it would take, as I'm wearing this cap, for somebody to ask me to take it off in church? And we're not talking about Cub fans, but just how long do you think it would take? Do you think I get to wear this in church very long? No, Sierra looks, no, not at all. Well, wearing baseball caps in church is not traditionally allowed. Sometimes that if there's ladies wearing a fancy cap or babies wearing a bonnet, that can be allowed because they were kind of dressing up for God, okay? But we take off our hats, why? Why do people take off their hats in church? To respect God, yes. And I'm going to tell you a little story. Do you remember Moses? Well, Moses was out walking one day and he came upon a burning bush. And that was how God appeared to him. And he wanted to send Moses out on a mission, okay? And he told Moses before he went out on the mission that he had to take off his sandals. Now, he's out in the desert, and Moses had dirty sandals on. Now, do you think God was worried that if he wore the dirty sandals, he was going to get the desert dirty? No. Why do you think God had Moses take off his sandals? To worship him. Because he was standing on sacred ground. Wow, very good. Maybe you can do the children's sermon next week. yes, because Moses was standing on holy ground, and he was in the presence of God. When we are coming into church, we are on holy ground. This is our version of showing that we respect God by taking off our hats. What are some other ways that we can show respect for God? Take off our hats. We don't really have to take off our shoes, our sandals, but there's other ways we can show. Are you guys sleeping this morning? Do we come in and jump around on the pews and start shouting? No, that would be inappropriate. That's not being very respectful to God in his house of worship. Sit down and listen to the pastor, listen to those leading the service, right? We use our quiet voices, right? Okay? So all of these ways are showing respect for God and his house of worship. So I want you to remember that when we come into the house of the Lord, that we show tribute to him by taking off our hats, by using those quiet voices, and by doing all these things to show respect for him. And I guess not even wearing your favorite White Sox hat. All right, let's have a word of prayer. Dear God, let us keep you in the forefront of our minds and honor you. And always remember to show respect for you because you're always around and in our hearts and our minds. Amen.